Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com. In this episode, we're going to talk about why it is necessary for witches to have protection. I was taught this when I was first starting out, and the big reason is that when you start practicing magic and you start to go into the craft and study deeper into the mysteries, it's kind of like shining a beacon. You become illuminated in the astral plane, and when that happens, it's kind of like a porch lamp on at night. You attract all the moths in the area because they are looking at the brightness going, I want some of that. When you start with the craft, it's kind of the same effect. You become illuminated or bright in the astral plane. And so all the little creepy crawlies that inhabit the astral plane are drawn towards you. So you really need to have a protection or some kind of barrier to protect yourself from these things. Now, the things aren't necessarily evil or bad or anything like that. They're just attracted to the energy you're putting off. And just like a moth is attracted to the flame, it's attracted to the light. Well, so too are these entities. And you just don't want them to drain away your energy because, you know, you're so bright and attractive to them. I have a menu of techniques that you can use to protect yourself. The first one is called the Insta Circle. And everybody is very familiar with the Witch's Circle, which is basically a boundary to keep things out. It also happens to be a boundary to keep things in. But for the Witch's Insta Circle, you are basically concentrating on keeping things out. And how you cast this circle, it's very easy and you can do it anywhere. You take your power hand, which is your dominant hand, and you draw a circle around your head clockwise 3 times as you say, I cast this circle round, round, and round. And then you say, I am protected from all bane from head to ground. And you pull the energy from the heavens to the earth. And that instantly creates a barrier to protect you. Another thing that you can do is do the Tree of Life meditation. And at first it doesn't seem like that's much of a protection, but it actually helps you get rid of any baneful energies that already reside or have attached to you. It's cleaning out your aura by flushing in new energy and positive energy through your body. So for more on the Tree of Life meditation, you can go to my blog, GoddessHasYourBack.com, and type into the search function Tree of Life Meditation. There you'll find the meditation in one of my posts. And third, recently I talked about Jerry, my animal spirit guide, and he is a protector of my soul and my being. And if you would like to know more information on how to attract and learn about your spirit guides, I also have another post on my blog, GoddessHasYourBack.com. Having an animal spirit guide to protect you is very valuable in the fact that you can't think of being protected 24/7, but the spirit guide can, and he will, or she will, protect you when you're not looking or paying attention. So in summary, remember the 3 things about protection. 1, Insta Circle. 2, doing meditation to flush out any negative energy. And 3, find your spirit animal. So I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and for more information, please visit my blog, GoddessHasYourBack.com. Blessed be.